But other than that, it's not like you go around doing things tremendously different than you might have before. Maybe for some people, it didn't work that way for me. So it doesn't matter if somebody is 12 or 30 or 80 or 180. They turn out to be your child. So it has to be a kind of a divine-like situation. Because how could it come from any place, for any reason, from any source, in any way, other than from some kind of godly, some kind of divine situation? Because that's really the divine attitude, when you think about it. The divine attitude is one of loving response. A feeling response that isn't necessarily voluntary and involves caring about, being concerned with the other person. Being concerned with in a very objective kind of way, the way you are concerned with a very small child. If you have a 2-year-old around, you have kind of an objective, automatic love for a 2-year-old. Whatever they're doing, you're concerned with it. You're watching it, you're have an eye out to protecting a 2-year-old, to making sure that they don't fall down the steps, that they don't walk out in the traffic. You're hyper aware of what they're up to, and you have a sense of kind of how they're perceiving. You watch where their eyes are going before they know where they're going. It's a certain kind of a way of responding, a certain feeling that I think most people get around infants, around toddlers, around small children. You can't not feel that way. It's difficult. You have to do something to not feel that way. It's kind of automatic. And there's an automatic affection just at the sight of a small child, the presence of that level of innocence, that level of sincerity, that level of purity. So it turns out it has nothing to do with being a small child. It turns out everybody is that. Everybody has that same degree of purity, no matter how tainted they may be. Everybody has that same degree of innocence, no matter how jaded they might be. Everybody has that same childlike, radiant, enjoyable, love-eliciting presence. The qualification is that they be a human being. If they can be categorized correctly as a human being, then that is true for that particular human being, for every human being, for the most vile human being on the planet. And there are vile human beings on this planet.